The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, Hotshot?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. Where's Snowcone?
I wasn't listening too carefully yesterday, but I know he has to go to the DMV. He said he didn't know how long he'd be at the DMV. He said he had to take his driver's test, which I'm not sure why. It's something to do with this court kerfuffle
okay. In
the small town. I know it has something to do with that. So I don't know why he has to take his driver's test again.
Does he have to take it with that car with the window that you can't see out of?
He would have to borrow someone else's car.
Yeah,
right?
I wasn't sure they wouldn't let him take it.
I don't think that they would say that's okay. And I don't think that the DMVs, maybe they do in Kansas, but they don't have like cars that they use, right?
No. You go when I had to do it, I had to do it over there. I had to take my car.
Yeah, like your son took his car, right?
And he didn't do one.
He didn't have to ever do it because of the way the permit thing works. He never had to take a driver's test for his license?
No, because he just got approved through driver's ed.
Oh, right.
I think if you, not everybody has to take driver's education, but I think because I sent them there, then they sign off on it. As long as you have that, then you're good.
That driver's ed was certified to get your license. Okay. Yeah. I remember you saying that now. You took a driver's test, I assume, when you were 16. To me, the permit was harder.
I did. I remember now.
Because the permit part was the part where that was the booklet thing, the reading. You had to answer the questions. What does a sign mean? If this happens, what do you do? What speed do you start hydroplaning? All those things. How long should you leave your turn signal on before changing lanes?
You shouldn't at all.
Right. Lance was like, don't. Just tell them, just go and they'll get out of the way.
Well, make sure you have room.
That answer. Yeah, make sure you have room. They'll make room, though. But I thought that was harder because you had to actually, read and study for it. The driver's test, I guess I was sort of nervous about just because I had heard people who had failed. And I was like, I don't think I'll fail, but man, I did not want to have to wait. Because they make you wait a certain amount of time if you fail, I think, before you can take it again.
I don't know anybody who failed. I remember I got two wrong.
On the actual driver's
test? I just remember I got two wrong. Like, for whatever reason, that stuck with me. Because they don't tell you which two, I don't think.
Oh, they told me, and it really bothered me because I didn't get it wrong. She said that when I parked the car on a hill, that I did not turn the wheel towards the curb.
Oh, I'm talking about the written test.
Oh, on the written test, I don't remember what I got wrong. I know that I passed it, but it wasn't 100%. Mm-hmm. But the driver's test, I got like a 95 or 97, whatever. I got this one thing wrong, but it wasn't wrong. I was like, I did turn the wheel towards the curb. What do you think? I'm crazy? That's one of the things you got to remember. I mean, I got the parallel parking part. That's the part most people are just like, I'm going to fail this. So,
right.
But I've been practicing and practicing. So I nailed the parallel parking.
Well.
But she wouldn't give me the 100%, and it really bothered me.
Well, are you over it?
No, clearly not. Never been competitive about much, but that really
driving is
me.
A big deal.
Yeah,
Did you have your driving suit on back then? Your
driving gloves
like you do on the weekends?
Yeah, I have my driving gloves. Yes, I held on to those. They don't fit as well anymore, but yeah, my brother has a pair of driving gloves.
You guys, man.
Yeah, I never had a pair of driving gloves. That's a joke. My brother does have a pair of driving.
You had
gloves.
Driving suit.
A driving suit, yes.
You had like a Saturday...
I still do.
Right, with special shoes you wear for driving.
Well, it's... they're like driving loafers is what they're called. And then it's just... it's like a track suit. It's a comfortable thing for...
With driving
running errands
loafers.
And driving. Yeah, it's the most comfortable thing when you're driving. I'm going to get you one. Would you try it?
No. A driver's...
If I paid for it, if I got you the outfit and the shoes, would you try it?
No.
What if I just got you the shoes? Would you try those?
No.
Man, I think you might like the driving loafers. Like,
I'm good.
It feels very, and with you going to school in the UK and your ancestry being British, I feel very kind of refined.
I'm
going
to look up
British
driver's loafers.
Driving
just to
loafers.
See what you wore.
Yeah, they're
you
usually.
You wear them every weekend?
I wear them during the week too at night. A lot
your
of
girlfriend
times.
Still.
She doesn't say anything anymore.
Oh, you're wearing those. Those are what you wear?
Let me see if you're looking at the right things over here. I actually have a pair on my wish list right now that are, yeah, those count, but something kind of like that. If you go on Amazon, you get more of them. You'll see like some nice, I've got a pair of Lacoste that are on my wish list right now.
Oh, I'll buy them for you.
And there's a pair of Cole Haans that are kind of cool. But it's a shoe that you just slip on, and then it's, you know, the padding or whatever, the sole, I mean to say, is designed for driving. Hence, driving loafer. It's quite comfortable. You got to make a quick run to Quick Trip. Because I know you've told me that you put on shorts when you get home. I assume you take your shoes off, too, then. You probably don't walk around the house in your shoes like I do.
Socks.
Right. So then these things stay by the door. And if you don't have your shoes on, or you need to move the car or run to BP or whatever, then you just slip these on. You got your driving loafers. And then on Saturday morning, you prepare for the drive.
Jesus, this computer went crazy.
You put on the suit and the whole thing. Yeah,
I just tried to go to Amazon. It says Microsoft, call support, security, call Windows.
Oh, great. Great.
What is happening?
Whose emails did you open over
Nobody's.
There?
Nobody's. They don't let me close anything.
You've got to take the corporate training videos. They tell you all the time not to try and claim those prizes that get sent
I
to
didn't
us
claim email. Anything. I don't even know what's happening. It won't let me get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Help me.
I'll call IT.
Help me.
I'll call IT and get someone in here to take a look at your computer. I'm sure it'll be fine. Until then,
I just went to Amazon.com.
Right? Yeah. Did you type it in wrong?
I went to a link.
Ooh. You clicked it like you searched for Amazon?
Yeah.
And then clicked a link?
Well, I hit Amazon. It came up on Google. So then I was just like, oh, that's fine. Like, it was, you know, like I thought
it was. Are you sure
it
didn't say
there.
Just like Amazon? And it was some sort of Chinese.
It said Amazon, an e-commerce site.
Shouldn't have caused any problems.
I'm just going to control
feeling
all,
there was an email opened
this.
Yesterday that shouldn't have been opened or something downloaded. But I'll go get the IT guy and picture
task
computer.
Manager. We're going to, oh, Jesus.
Just end the task. Which is, you know, end task. Do you see that over there? There you go. Did you close down your browser?
Nope.
Is that what you ended? Look for the browser.
I don't know
end
what's
the
happening.
Task.
There's a lot going on here. It just keeps popping up.
Is your task manager open?
Yeah, and I closed it, and then it was like, call.
No.
I'm telling you, then it said, call Microsoft.
All right, let's take a break. We're not calling Microsoft just yet.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. You think you're old?
No.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Well, I'm getting there.
Well, I mean,
I'm not young.
We're all getting there. No, not young, but... I don't think of my oldest brother as old. I don't think of Brooke's dad as old, you know.
Right.
I think part of it, of course, is when you're a kid, everyone seems older.
Sure, of course.
And it's crazy to me how, like, what ages you can ask someone. Because, you know, my friend Landon, he's about to turn 13. And when he asked, you know, how old are you? And I said, like, you know, I'm 67 or something like that. And he goes, oh, wow, okay, you're the same age as my grandpa. And I'm thinking, all right, well, do I look like him? Like, do I look the same? Or is he just, but I think still, even at that age, you don't have a good, like, anything. I remember people saying when we were kids, my mom's 35 or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how old my mom is. But it all just sounded like,
yeah,
they're just old. They're
right.
All just
adults. It's only just a high number.
So obviously, as you get older, that changes. But now, you hear people say 30's the new 20, 40's the new 30.
Right.
I'm sure that maybe they've been saying that forever. Maybe they haven't. But in polling, people actually have changed quite a bit what they consider. In polling.
Oh.
Like when they ask people, what do you consider? Yeah, what do you consider Poland? We just want you guys. We're going to start using Poland only surveys, which is a good idea.
Right.
You know, what's old these days? What do you consider old? People have changed their minds quite a bit. And, you know, the president's old. I think people agree that he's old. But also, I have to admit that, like, when I saw the old videos, even when I see the videos now of Reagan running for re-election, yeah, I'm surprised that he was younger. You know, he seemed older. Is that because I was a kid and he seemed really old? I don't know. But our opinions on whether or not we're old have changed, which is great for guys like us who are getting older. So I'll tell you what people consider old, but also they're trying to tell us within the same breath here, don't worry, you're not old yet. Also, here's the things you can do.
Stay young.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Go dancing, right? Isn't that...
forever young.
Oh, forever young.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The good news is what people consider to be old has changed.
Okay.
You have to be older now before most people consider you old. It's gone up considerably over the years. So that's the good news. The bad news is the stuff that they say makes people think you're old is stuff that we like, you know, of course.
Stuff we like?
Yeah, stuff we like, you know, stuff that we like.
Driving loafers?
Well, the driving loafers, you're right. I mean, that's a choice to look old.
It's a bold choice.
That's totally, you know, it's voluntary. You don't have to do it. It's avoidable. It's
right.
No one's pressuring me.
No.
There's no, yeah, I just, in that instance, I was like, I want to do something that I couldn't do. You know, because turning 40 wasn't like, oh, now you get to do this. No. But then I was like, oh, wait, but there are some things.
I can wear driving loafers.
Yes.
Right.
Because I think in my 30s, it's probably still a little too young to wear them. But I think a 40-year-old can certainly wear driving loafers. So that was the thing. If you've got something else that, you know, I could have been doing, that's fine. My second oldest brother's upset because his birthday was just a couple weeks ago, and now he's officially in the AARP, right?
Oh, how old
officially,
is he?
I think it's 55, if I do the math right. Yeah, 55. So I guess
I don't know if that's the AARP.
He said he said he's officially now.
I know AARP. At 55.
You used to get the senior discount at the movie theater at 55.
And at IHOP.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's on their board whenever I walk in.
It's crazy.
Kind of like, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not there. I've been doing that for years. Like, man, I'm not there.
And is it still 55 on the board?
Yeah, but I think IHOP's like lower than everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, my dad getting the senior discount at the movie theater. And I remember he was still in his 50s. So and I saw the thing. It said, you know, senior discount. 50. Right. I didn't know really what the word senior meant, as I recall, but I saw that it said 55. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, you know, it has something to do with being old. So
yeah.
Senior means like, you know, you need help. I don't really know. And I didn't know AARP magazines. I mean, my dad was so old when he had me.
Why do they get
we always had those magazines.
Why
around.
Do you have a senior
discount? I don't know.
Like I get, I always
they
thought, like
the way you behave, or they're respecting. Was it, does it?
I always thought like they gave, like, little kids could go in for free because they're not really paying attention. You drag them there. They don't want to be there.
Right, just like they don't.
Is that the same
food thing
with older people?
I thought,
like, they don't really want to be here.
I wondered if maybe it was some sort of a holdover
they
from,
remember it.
From the war. Like, at some point, if they were like, oh, most of these old people, you know, lived through that and they fought through it and now it's just still a thing. That's
got
the only
it.
Thing that I could ever figure, because I'm with you. If you're not handicapped in any way, if you're perfectly able, my dad was perfectly upright and, you know, healthy, but he still got that discount. I always wondered the same thing. I thought, he's not spending more money in here, guys. If
right.
you think he's going to spend more money, you are dead wrong. He's spending less. So I'm not sure that you should be giving him a discount. If anything, I might charge him a little bit more,
right.
you know, which they do sometimes. Some places will charge you more for a kid or a party of whatever, you know, things where they think that they're not going to make as much money
right.
or damage could be done. But the senior discount, it's just one of those things that's not going to go away.
Anyway, what can keep us young?
I mean, does
what makes us old?
Would getting an AARP magazine really bother you?
No.
I feel like I'm pretty sure I already get stuff from them.
I
think they
too.
Just send it
know.
Out to everybody.
Mail, so.
I don't really either, but I could swear I've seen AARP stuff in there. And
I'm sure they send it out. How do they know all the time?
How?
I get stuff from colleges, like, you know.
Right.
Go to
right.
college here. I'm like,
you got the wrong guy.
Right.
How old do you have to be to get Medicare?
65?
Oh.
62?
Oh. So it's not, you got to wait a while.
Right. That's why the 55 senior discount
seems
is
dumb.
Always,
yeah. Because that will be cool. Getting Medicare would be cool.
Not bad.
Like, oh, I get insurance now. Now you've got options, right? Too bad
yeah.
you had to wait until you're 60s, but you've got options. Well, there was a time when people would have said that 60s were old. For example, people that were born in 1911 pinpointed the age of, you know, elderliness, what is considered old, to be around late 60s or maybe 70, something like that.
That's okay? old now?
That's what they said back then. People born in 1956, they said it's probably like 74. So we're going up into mid 70s, right? Research also found that as people age, their perception of the onset of old age pushes back.
Of course.
It does, because we don't feel any different. Even though you do. I say I don't feel any different.
But you don't. But not here.
Exactly. I still have a pulled muscle from leaning into your car. That's been over a month ago now, and I still can't sleep on my stomach. I'm like, God, I'm old.
Not really much to interfere with your love life.
I mean, you know, just got to stay on my back.
Weird.
But, you know, so the getting older, of course, it pushes back. But generationally, people have said that the age has pushed back, too. So when you get to age 74, as an example, the same people who said early 70s is old, when they get to age 74, they say old age starts at about 76. You know, 76.8. So about, you know, 77, really, like, you know, I'm almost there. But I think I got a couple years until I'm considered
old. What do you think
old.
Is old? When you say, like, hey, that's an old guy.
I say, obviously, it depends a lot on how they look. But I think in general, I think that if you are over 75, then you're an old guy. Because I've seen a lot of people these days are in their 70s. I see them on these true crime documentary shows all the time. And I look them up and they're in their early 70s. And I'm like, gosh, man, they look good. Part of that could be because I'm getting older. So they just don't look, right. You know, like old people anymore. I don't know. But yeah, I would probably say somewhere between 75 and 80. I know that for my dad, I always thought he looked good for his age. I never thought he looked like an old man. And it really, for him, started after 75 for sure. But when he hit 78, 79, he started aging rapidly, rapidly. I mean, and 79, he just completely deteriorated. And I've noticed now, since then, I've seen stories or known people who that's happened to as well. Right around 78, 79, these white guys just fall apart. So, yeah, that has a lot to do with it, is how are they getting around? How do they look? You know, is your skin wrinkled? Do you have old age spots? Do you have bandages on your
arm? I just
kind of
think, like, who's still... I mean, I guess I think, like, and I know it's Hollywood or whatever, but I think, who are those people who are still relevant and how old are they? And I think
there's quite a few.
You know, I'm looking here, Brad Pitt, 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, these are about people who are 60 or older.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I know I would say it, but I think Jerry Seinfeld's in his late 60s. It's crazy. And he looks good. A lot of these people do. And there's people in their 70s. I mean, Morgan Freeman might be 80. Yeah. Is he 80 now? I will admit, I might not have seen him in a little while. What about Sam Jackson? I'll bet he's in his late 60s.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think Sam Jackson might even be 70 now.
That's what I was thinking, because he's not on this list, so he might be past it.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously they're Hollywood actors, and I know people might say, well, we don't know what they look like when they wake up in the morning. Okay, but still, people in their 60s do not look like old people. Even non-Hollywood actors. I know, I saw that too. I was like, man, she looks good.
Yeah.
What was that, the Grammys or whatever she was on? I thought she looked basically
Lars Ulrich. Like,
yeah, some of those people too look good. Even the rock stars who live the rock star life. It's been 15 years since I've seen him, but he looked good when we saw him. Yeah, I don't think 60s. Does anyone think 60s is an old person anymore?
Phoebe Cates.
Other than little kids? I know a little kid would say someone in their 60s is old, but a little kid would say someone in their 30s is an old person.
I think 72.
You think 72 is old?
72. When you get to be 72, then you're living on borrowed time.
Okay. So
to me, that's it.
You're saying just as far as statistics go, average lifespans, now you're old because
your
expectancy
is coming. Yeah, and I think when you see somebody who's in there, most of the time, who's in their early to mid-70s, you're like, all right, they're getting older.
Okay.
Now, there's some people in the 60s who you're like, oh, they're getting older. But for the most part, people in their 60s could be people in their late 50s.
Okay. Oh, right? I totally agree. Totally agree.
But usually once you get to about 74, you're no longer like, yo, you could be in your early 60s.
Right.
You're like, no.
Right. I get what you're saying. Although I do see more of it now.
No,
like
no,
I said,
right.
I see these people on TV and I look it up. I'm like, man, that's 70s. But it's always when that's a shocking number to me. They're usually in their early 70s. So I guess that's why I put that age somewhere around 75 for sure. So anyway, you know, once people get into their 80s, then they say, okay, well, you know, I'm old. And I say that I was old by the time I turned 80 or whatever. So as you keep aging, you continue to say that the age is older and older. But
well, here's people who are 70 this year.
Like, that are turning 70?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christy Brinkley, Howard Stern, John Travolta.
Travolta I just saw recently. And I actually looked him up and saw that he was turning 70.
John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Kim Basinger.
Yeah, I think some of the people
Eric Clapton.
That you're not. He doesn't look so great. Maybe he might actually even look bad. I'm not sure. That last time that I saw him, I don't know if it was an interview about COVID or what, but he kind of looked like an old guy.
Who's that?
I mean, obviously Eric Clapton, but I guess it kind of depends. You know, goes person to person. But 60s.
But those
now.
Are Hollywood people.
When my dad turned 60, I remember thinking, "Oh my God, my dad is so old." So, you know, I was somewhat young, but I remember thinking, this sucks. My dad is officially an old man now at 60. And now I would not think that, because I see these people in their 60s, and I do not think of them as old people at all.
And I also think, like, how much you have to live. Like, just if you lived a normal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, just say 75, right?
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, if you're 50, you've got, you know, 50% of your life left, you know. You see, I can't do the math, but if you're 50% of what you already lived, you have to live again.
Yep.
So to me, that's like the time between 25 and 50, or 1 and 25, you get to do that all over again. So 50 doesn't seem to me to be old.
No.
70, you ain't doing. 75, you're not doing anything. You don't have much left. That's it. You're
reaching the expectancy. Right, yeah. So that's just
but
it.
But at 50, you got 20. You got half of that to roll over again. Like, you still got a long way to go.
Well, if you know it.
Like, it's almost, you know, like kind of like Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got
to live 1 through 25 again.
Yeah.
A long time.
Well, sometimes I think about it and it feels long, and other times I think, oh, well, this all felt sort of fast. So I don't know, and it seems
it feels
only
like
get
looking
faster.
Back that it's fast, but thinking about. Like,
thinking
what
about
could
it in
I
front of you.
Put it,
yeah.
Think, if I just said, hey, you got 30 years of anything, you'd be like, well, that's a long-ass time.
Yeah, it does still feel like a lot of time. I mean, we talked about Schwarzenegger and Stallone yesterday, but they're, you know, 77 and 78, respectively. That's, you know, Sam Jackson is 76. So Danny DeVito is 80 or about to turn 80.
Good.
I guess he'll turn 80 this year.
On those Jersey Mike commercials.
Yeah.
So what does it say makes us old?
Liam Neeson, 71. Oh, you know, Jeff Goldblum, he's in his 70s, which he looks good. So what does it say about growing old and how to prevent growing old? These are the things that make you look old. Let me see how they make you age faster and make you look worse. This is from Fox News. I always check with them in the morning, see what's going on.
Sure.
Not brushing your teeth is number 8 on the list. This says there's a link between gingivitis and heart disease and blah, blah, blah. Well, I floss and use the stuff to kill the bad germs, right? So maybe that helps. Bad sleep. I know bad sleep has taken, you know, they used to say a cigarette takes a minute off your life, whatever. When I can't sleep, or I only sleep a few minutes for a night and I have to work the next day, I can feel like this is taking away from my life expectancy right now. I feel horrible because I just feel so bad, and I know I can feel my heart working harder, my blood pressure's high. I'm like, this isn't good for me. Chronic stress, long-term stress hurts your body's ability to repair itself. Too much booze, it damages cells, accelerates aging and the aging process. Not exercising, you lose muscle and bone density as you age. It happens even faster if you don't work out. Poor diet, processed food, and stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat makes your skin age faster. Too much sun, you should be wearing sunscreen at all times. And smoking makes your life expectancy shorter and your skin look bad, too. They say there is also more studies now starting to show that vaping may be bad for your skin as well. I just went to Nordstrom's on Monday and bought a whole box of skincare stuff.
Just go get a spray tan.
Well, I tan. I do that, too. But I like to get the anti-wrinkle serum and the eye cream, and I have a whole regimen, you know, because my skin's pretty bad. I've had bad skin my whole life. So
skin looks great.
Well, thank you. I use a lot of this stuff. It's pretty expensive.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
We're doing the news, man, and Harvey Weinstein, the former producer, Oscar-winning producer, right? I think they won quite a few Oscars back there in the late 90s, early 2000s, something like that, when he was winning them all the time. You know, he got in trouble. There were rumors for years that he could get a little handsy, a little rapey, and eventually he went to court for it and was convicted. He was convicted a couple times, but at least one of those convictions has been overturned, and it's the one in the biggest city in America, his New York conviction, boom, completely overturned. Now, does that mean that he gets to get out and hang out, you know, and wait for a new trial? Does he have to go to a new trial? Those are the things I want to know.
To some breaking news now, New York's highest court this morning overturning Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The court finding the judge at the landmark trial prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The court ordering a new trial. Weinstein will remain in prison because he was convicted in Los Angeles in 2022 of another rape and sentenced to 16 years in prison.
Oh, Los Angeles. But if your conviction gets overturned and you only had the one conviction, would you get to get out while you wait for your new trial?
I think so, yeah.
I would think so. I mean, I get, maybe
we've seen
have
it happen.
Maybe you'd have to bail out still, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because they would try again.
He's still got to serve like 16 years in California.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But
if
does
he just
have
to
leave
the
and
one,
go to California now?
I'm not sure, but the judge in California said they can't be served concurrently, so he still has to do that.
Yeah, I was saying if it was just
so
New York and it got overturned.
So if he does leave New York, he would have to go to California, I believe,
yeah,
and serve those like 16 or 14 years, whatever it was.
He's not getting out of prison.
He's not
right, but I'm just curious, where is he now? He's in New York prison,
he's
right?
He's upstate New York.
Yeah, he was in
New York. So now do they have to move him to Southern California?
They said he'll remain detained while he awaits his new trial. So
they want to charge him again.
Right. Which...
But the guy that has to charge him again is now doing Trump's trial, so he's kind of busy.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that. Well, do you charge him again knowing that he's got basically a life sentence in California?
Yeah,
I mean,
16 years.
Right, but he's not in good health.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, he's going to die in prison.
The victims, though, I could understand the victims in the New York case could say, hey, we want our justice, too.
Right.
It got overturned.
Yeah, wanting to charge again or just being like, you know what, he's going to get 14, 16 years in California.
Exactly. How does the public
go to prison,
feel about it?
He's going to get justice, you know.
Does the public think, like, you don't need to spend money doing
I
that
think
again?
I charge them again.
But I'm sure, I just assume they will. They always
they
do,
always
right?
Do.
They always do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's not actually getting out of jail. But you heard in that story, they said one of the reasons the judge overturned it was because people had been testifying about behavior of his that was not part of this trial. Okay, but that happens a lot where they bring up, like, what do they call those character witnesses who say, yeah, when I knew him, when I worked with him,
right,
you know, he would scream at people, he would whatever. And I see that happen in trials all the time. And I'm always curious, why is that allowed sometimes, but not other times? And in this case, the judge used that as part of the reason that his conviction was over, that people were discussing things that weren't part of his case. But they do that all the time. Can you just not do it in certain types of cases?
I don't know. I don't watch as much crime as you. I didn't think you could do that.
They do it.
I didn't think you
They'll call them character witnesses. And they'll come, like, he worked with them, and he's going to be a good character witness for the defense or for the prosecution. Might say that, no, he's a great guy. I saw how he was with his kids or whatever. Or he'll say, no, I saw what a jackass he could be. And I always wonder why that's allowed. Hmm. I feel like you should have to stick to what we're talking about here, what I've been charged with.
So.
And what you know about what I've been charged with specifically. Snow cone. I saw this story.
Did you take a driver's test today?
I did not.
No. Did you get your license?
I have not. I need to.
So is your license now gone? Or it's about to be?
Yeah.
It's gone, isn't it?
No.
You waited too long. You're going to have to...
Did you go to the DMV today?
I did not. So what story did you see, Slim?
I mean, you're going to have to go there and sit there at some point again.
I know.
I know it didn't work last time.
I know.
That's normal. You have to be prepared that it won't work the first time.
Yes, I know.
Or the second.
Yes.
The third time's a charm with the DMV. So you got to get going, man.
I know.
I got to go get my tags.
Yeah. Snowcone's got to do that for you, too. You got to go to the DMV. Might as well kill two birds with one stone.
Okay,
right?
So what story did you see?
So you may have seen
this. It was about
this.
The DMV?
Yeah. No, it's about they're looking for someone. Who, you know, I think, well, I can think of some
who's
old
driving
people,
with an expired license in a small town outside of Kansas?
Shut up.
They're looking for some with no back windshield.
Shut up.
They're looking.
He's easy to see.
Easy to spot.
Just, my dad used to say, never buy a red
will
car.
You guys stop?
That's what the police say, too,
my
right?
My dad said it, too.
Tickets,
I was like, man, I want to get this car. And he's like, look at it. That car
draws
sticks
attention.
Out. You drive around with a suspended license all the time. The cop's going to pull you over once.
Yeah,
and he's going to see you again. He's like, "That's the car." He's like, and I was like, "God damn it!" And it happened to me because I had a red Toyota Supra at one point.
You had a Supra?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a Supra.
Yeah, and I used to drive from Detroit to Toledo to do radio. Same cop all the time on the same freeway. Pull me over because my windows were tinted too dark.
Well, yeah, and a Supra draws attention anyway.
It was red.
I didn't know you had a Supra.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's amazing. My brother had a blue Firebird. It wasn't the, you know, it was the V6 or whatever, but it looked like the regular, you know, V8 Trans Am. And when he bought it, the guy selling it to him said, look, You know, when I got this car and took it to the DMV, I got pulled over three times on my way there and on the way back. Between the trip there and back, I got pulled over three times. And I thought, no, you didn't. You didn't. If you got pulled over that many times and you were speeding, I get that it's a sporty-looking car, but it's not the only one on the road.
The guy used to pull me over the goddamn time for dark tinted windows.
That you did get pulled over. I had to get a permit.
Because apparently, you could, like, the window tinting
can't be
thing was different in different Michigan and Ohio.
Yep.
And so in Michigan, there was, I guess there was no law on how dark the tent could be and where it would be.
Yep.
And then in Ohio, like, you couldn't tint the front window or something. So the guy pulled me over like five times. Yep. Like, what do you want me to do? Just bash the window out? Like,
peel it off. That's how it was here, because Kansas, I think it was like they didn't care. But Missouri, you really couldn't have much tint on the front windows. And my car was tinted, so I went and got a permit.
I need to get mine more tinted.
Yeah. Then you'll just
in
go,
my
get,
car.
Then
I need
just go
to
get the permit. Because there might still be rules now about how dark you can tint them,
I just need to. My back windows are tinted, but not the front.
Right.
I want the front tinted.
They, probably because they think...
But the front certain, driver thing.
Right. In certain states, you know, yeah, it might not be legal, whatever.
Does anybody do tinting? I'd like to
Well,
do
I
it.
Need it, too, because Brooke's tint on her back window is, like, falling off. So I looked up, you know, car tint places, because they used to be everywhere. God, there are not nearly as many of those places. I guess there's just not a lot of... Though, you know, there used to be stereo places and wheel places and the tinting places and all that aftermarket stuff. There's not as many of those around
if
anymore.
If anybody does tinting,
yeah,
I need
please.
It.
I need it, too. I will be glad to pay you.
Love to do some trade.
Yeah. I'll even pay you. I just need to find someone
I'd
to
like
do
to trade.
Yeah, I'll pay. Lazo will give you some Mitra packs or something.
I will tell everybody about how great you are.
Yeah, I will, too. So, Snow Cone, I thought of you because I saw this story where they are looking for someone who has never in their life seen any single Star Wars movie.
Oh, that's me.
Never seen one.
You've never
one.
Seen one?
No.
Not
have
any
you seen
of them.
Parts of them?
Well, I know, like, certain, you know, I've seen little scenes,
clips.
And I know the references, most like the big ones, yeah.
You think, right, but you've never seen any of them.
No,
you never sat and watched
seen
a single one of them?
No.
Well, this website, I don't remember what it's called. They say in here, I think, fine. So we've read stuff from their website before. They're looking for someone who's never seen any of these. They want you to watch all of them in the order they were released. So you start with The New Hope, you know, you go through the original trilogy, then you go through the prequels, and then you get $1,000. That's like $40 an hour, dude. That's
Star
pretty good
Wars,
money.
Yeah, if you've never seen a frame from the galaxy far, far away, one company is offering you a potential little financial incentive here. Finance Buzz hiring
Finance
somebody
Buzz
now who's never seen Star Wars. They want them to watch all 9 episodic films in order from which they were released for a paycheck of $1,000. It's 25 hours of cinema time. It works out to about $40 an hour. The position is called a Wookiee Rookie. The application
Wookiee
closes.
Rookie.
When would be the deadline for the application process?
The fourth.
May the fourth, of course. That's the deadline. May the fourth.
Well, get it in there. Get
okay
it in there.
Yeah, I can
you
do
should
that
do it. I mean, there's not probably a
send
lot
me a
of
link. I'll do it.
You know, just look up Wookiee Rookie.
Okay.
And seriously, fill it out.
I will.
See if you can do it.
I'm
guessing they don't make you drive anywhere. You just Wookie watch it at Rookie home, and then you probably fill something out. I don't know what it's for, but I thought of you because I knew you've never seen them. If you're rare, most people within somewhere near your age have at least seen one of them. You know, even if they didn't like it, they've seen it at some
point. I think I've seen most of them.
Yeah. So finding someone that's seen none of them, and I've been trying to get Snow Cone to watch them for a long time anyway, because there's a chance he would like them. He likes Game of Thrones. Finally got him to watch Dune. He liked Dune. So I think he might like Star Wars.
I'm playing right now.
You are doing it?
Yep.
Good. Man, $1,000? I'd take $1,000 to watch 9 movies. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. I've watched worse than, you know, the 3 Star Wars prequels, and well, maybe not worse, but certainly just as bad.
Why
wasting my
bad
time. The prequels from the late 90s, early 2000s, those were well, people who were kids then, they like them, but nobody else. A lot of people just kind
of
ignore
those. I'm sure they were
fine. Man, now I kind of want to show you one just so you can see how bad it is. They were not fine. They were really, I mean, especially the first one was really, really bad. They got a little bit better as they went, but it was bad. It was bad. Sorry, I don't mean to get all Star Wars. You walked me right into that one. We'll take a break.
You love Star Wars.
I mean, I don't love it. There are people that
you love it
that know way
your
more stuff than
you. Your ex-wife was a Jedi.
Hey, I need
she
help
does,
I,
for
I need
sure
help for this. It says, impress us. Tell us why you're the perfect person for this job.
Because you've got friends who've been begging you to watch Star Wars for years.
Okay.
You enjoy other things that you've been forced to watch, like Game of Thrones, Dune, you know, mention those things.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, you've never gotten around to this. And in your position as a radio host, It often comes up.
Right.
And I don't know the references and feel like I should.
Right.
I think that's a good one. I think I'll leave it at that, right?
I think that's perfect.
And then attach a picture of your
and your back car windshield and say that's where the money's going to.
Yes, I need a windshield.
Oh, that's good.
I'm a father. Yes, and I need the back windshield. He's freezing back here.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! We're finishing the news. We're finishing the news. So Tennessee, the chemtrail state.
Yeah.
They have been working on some legislation. They want to protect kids in schools. And how do you protect kids in schools?
Man, you arm the teachers.
You arm the teachers.
Tennessee is one step closer to allowing teachers to be armed in schools.
Motion to break Sarah's table.
After state lawmakers passed a hotly contested bill. If the governor signs the bill, Tennessee teachers will be allowed to carry guns when approved by school officials, as long as the teacher undergoes psychological exams, yearly background checks, and completes 40 hours of basic training in school policing.
Well, at that point, they'd basically be a cop. And they let cops bring
I have a question. Like, of course this is absurd. Like, it was like, you know, one of those things, like, years ago, I would bring up these hypotheticals and be like, well, what are we going to do? You want more guns, so we're just going to arm the teachers? And people are like, that's absurd, right?
Yep.
And I was like, well, what are we going to do? You want to outlaw abortion? What are we going to do? We're going to charge the woman with a crime and the doctor and the nurses, right? Like, come
put
on.
Him, put them in prison.
Put them in prison.
Give them the death penalty.
The
you
death
said.
Penalty, because obviously it killed a baby.
Yeah.
Clearly premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what we're going to do? And it was everybody was like, this is absurd. You're absurd. No, we're not going to do that. And I'm like, well, here we are.
Right.
We have reached absurd. What I was saying on the radio as absurdity, we're here.
2004 or something like that.
Right.
And now Trump is the one. Isn't he the one who said, like, yeah, they give him the death penalty,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so here we are. We're in this absurd. But I wonder if I were in Tennessee and they're like, we're going to arm the teachers. If I could just say, you know what? My kid's not going to school. This is ridiculous. There's so many guns in the school. It's ridiculous. It's unsafe. And clearly it's unsafe because you're arming the English teacher. Like, you're telling me it's not safe. She needs a weapon to defend him. I'm not sending him. You know, we're not going to school anymore.
I guess you have to homeschool him, right?
Why?
They do say they have to get an education up to a certain
right.
age.
No. Not when it's unsafe. I don't have time to homeschool him, but I'm not sending him to or her. I just say him because I have boys, but I'm not sending him or her to a place that's unsafe. You can't make me do that as a parent.
Yeah.
If you told me any other place, if you said, well, he could go to the, you know, send your kids to the amusement park, but all the workers are armed.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
So why am I doing that at school?
It's really crazy, man. Again, of course, these stories, I always think, what do other countries think when they're hearing this? Because I know I've been to Europe. I've listened to the news in the morning on the radio there. They talk about America a lot. They are talking about this. They're talking about how in Tennessee,
right.
they're trying to pass a law that would arm teachers, give school teachers guns. And other countries are like, I don't understand what is going on in the Wild West over there.
How long will it be, man or woman teacher, how long will it be before they kill a kid or themselves?
Out of anger, frustration, accident?
Or being caught. With some, we see sexual stuff constantly. So I don't know any of the reasons, right? Accidentally or because they had sex with them and it's going to come out because it was on Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Myriad reasons of why this would happen, but how long is it? I guarantee you. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I'd put some money on the fact that a child will die at the hands of a teacher. On accident or something else, or getting the gun themselves somehow, before a teacher, not before there's a school shooting, because those happen all the time, but before a teacher pulls out a gun and shoots
a school shooter. Yeah.
I believe a teacher will shoot a student before they shoot a school shooter.
Or get a hold of the gun themselves, like I said. Shoot someone else. The teacher's gun will be used for something other than
shooting a
school shooter.
Right.
I just imagine a kindergarten rubbing.
Now, how much more are you going to pay him?
Feet, she's got a gun on her hip. Like, just envision that.
Oh, that does give
she's
me a
She's reading
boner.
Books to his right.
It's
weird.
Sexy,
like now she's got a holster on her hip while I'm doing that. It makes no sense. It's crazy town. We're in crazy town. And I hear these cops. There's a school shooting in Arlington today, and I hear these cops talk about this. You know, and the superintendent or whatever they are, and just listening to them, I'm like, but I don't know. You listen for yourself.
Sirens.
screams, and flashing lights. Today, Arlington's James Bowie High School became a crime scene, sent into lockdown after a fatal on-campus shooting involving two students.
We cannot tolerate this kind of violence in our community. We can't tolerate this violence in our neighborhoods, and we certainly won't tolerate it in our schools.
That's a cop. Now I'm thinking, but we have been tolerating
right
in the schools. I'm seriously curious what that cop's stance is. When he's saying, you know, we won't tolerate it in the communities, and we certainly won't tolerate it in schools. Okay, so what's your, I guess, political stance on the issue? What is your
Well, what's the answer, right? How do you not tolerate it? What does that mean?
Right, what does that mean? Exactly, what does that mean? And are you saying that we should do something about guns? Or are you saying that teachers should get guns?
Like, right.
I'm curious what you mean by that, because we have been tolerating it for a while. It's been happening for a while. I mean, maybe tolerate isn't the right word, but we haven't done anything to change it. Right.
Well, I think that's
other than arming teachers.
Right.
I guess that does count as tolerating it. So
maybe if it keeps happening and nothing changes,
I think that should fall under the definition. Yes, it's not legal. Yes, they go get the person who did it, but
there's no changes to prevent it.
Right. The not tolerating it to prevent it. What have we done there? No, nothing that I can think of. A cat in Utah is a very beloved cat. He's got happy young couple who totally spoiled this cat. I saw their house. It was filled with cat stuff, cat toys, cat everything. This must be like, I don't know if they have kids, but I remember when I got my cat who just died a couple weeks ago. When I first got him, he was like the only pet.
I know he died.
We were totally obsessed. Yeah, remember I told you at work
today
I had to go put him down after work that day.
Maybe, but you didn't.
Yeah, I told you. I told Lazo.
I knew you were leaving, but I didn't know.
You
you said that about your dog a couple times.
Yeah,
and
you said you were going to.
I said I was going to put him down.
Yeah, but I thought maybe you took him to the vet, and they're like, no, he's fine, because that happened with your dog.
No, that cat was not fine.
Yeah, no, they put him down.
I thought you were like, I need to, not like you had a schedule.
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry.
It sucked. It was right before I went to Colorado, because this is what happened. I was going to go to Colorado, and I can have my niece or whatever come over and watch the cat, and I thought, I'm to the point where I can't let someone else see this cat.
Yeah.
I can't let someone else do the things that are needed to keep this cat alive. You feed him 10 times a day and all this stuff, and it's bad. I know it's time. Everyone's told me it's time.
Man,
so,
rest in peace, Milo. I love that cat.
But when I first got him, he had toys everywhere. I was taking pictures of him all the time. I was obsessed with him, right? And then you get a dog, and you become obsessed with the dog. If you have a kid, then you forget about your pets completely sometimes. I see a lot of people who do that. This looks like a couple who's still obsessed with their cat.
Right.
And the cat just disappears. Totally gone. They don't know what happened. It's not an outdoor cat. So they start putting up posters all over town. They're asking everyone, have you seen our cat? Have you seen our cat? No one's seen the cat. But eventually they do find the cat.
2 weeks ago, Galena vanished.
She just mysteriously disappeared.
Carrie and Matt Clark spent hours looking for a sign of their beloved cat.
And then we got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world.
A phone call. Galena's microchip was detected 650 miles away.
I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank.
Turns out, Galena made her way to California via Amazon.
She was trapped in an Amazon package.
Oh. And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
We had no idea, so Matt took her to... took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
Okay, so let me just paint a picture of this box.
That's a good idea.
It's a big box.
I could do that with my cat.
Right. This is a big box. Like,
instead of taking your cat to the vet, you should just put it on an Amazon thing.
It's big enough that you could use it to store Christmas decorations in the attic. Mm-hmm. A box like you see people do that with. They've got four big shoe boxes in this box. It's pretty much filled this box up. Now, the cat was apparently wedged between the side of the box and these shoe boxes.
Okay.
When they showed the box afterwards, you could see the hair at the bottom where this cat had been sitting. I think there's a chance that this guy taped that cat up in that box and shipped it off. How could you not know? I'm telling you, if you see this box, it makes no sense that you've got to close it and tape it up. You don't hear the cat go, meow, when you pick it up. At no point when you pick the box up. If you ever put a cat in the car, all they do is meow. At no point as you were carrying this thing around, you didn't hear the cat make a noise. Come on, man. And the guy's like, the box was so big. Yeah, I just taped it up and took it to UPS. And his wife is laughing like, yeah, it's crazy. He just didn't see it. And he's like, I sure didn't. And I'm thinking, did you? Do you like this cat? I'm just a little suspicious.
No,
that's all.
No, I
that's
hear
all.
You. You
and
make
I think
a lot of sense.
Maybe he's like, I'm so sick of all the pictures of the cat, the toys everywhere, spending all this money on cat stuff. It's out of
control.
She
likes the cat more than she likes me. He's right. Jealous of the cat.
Maybe that's it. Anyhow, you know, that's probably not the case. I'm sure it was an accident.
No, that sounds right to me.
Okay, well, thank you. So he ships the cat. An Amazon employee finds the cat. She is a cat person, and she grabs the cat, cares for the cat until they can pick the cat up. It was microchipped, so they were able to contact them. I saw a picture of the woman who was taking care of the cat. That's very nice of her. I mean, if you open a box of returns at Amazon warehouse and you find a live animal in there, I just let her go outside.
Right.
I mean,
I think
you?
She probably, yeah. I wouldn't think she got delivered in the box.
Right. Like, how did she get in?
How'd she get in? That's the first thing. Like, how'd she get in? She must be from around. Who knows?
Right.
And then I just let her outside. Go find your home.
Yeah. Go back to wherever you came from. Right. Something. Or
I wouldn't think she got shipped in the box.
Mice. Yeah. Well, this woman apparently figured it out and contacted them, and they went and picked up the cat. So there you go. It's kind of like one of those stories where you hear a family reunited with the dog 7 years later, and it's 500 miles away. But this would be weird because you're getting that call from California, and the cat has not been missing that long. There is absolutely no way the cat could have walked all the way to Riverside in that amount of time. So I'm sure you're really confused until they finally tell you, no, you shipped it in an Amazon box. And finally, people really in other parts of the country are fascinated by cicadas, which we have here. And this year is the big year that every 270
my mom, every
or 271.
Time she calls.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm going to come visit you. You know, this summer,
yeah,
like she always does. You know, will the cicadas be there this year?
Because she likes them or doesn't like them.
She likes the noise.
Yeah,
but she, you know, she
doesn't
want to
get hit by
flying
one.
Around,
yeah,
know.
That's everybody, I think. One flies into your house, flying around upside down, bouncing into stuff. Horny bastard, get out of here!
Are they horny? Is that why?
Yeah, they just mate. I think that's all they do. They come out of the ground, they mate.
So he's trying to have sex with you when he's doing that?
He's looking for something to have sex with, or she is. I'm not sure.
Well, so am I, so.
Maybe this was meant to be. Turn on some Sinatra, turn the lights down, get over here, little cicada. Well, we have the, like...
I'll do the same thing.
We have cicadas. We have them every summer, but some summers are worse than every. Then we have the every 13-year summers, which I've lived through a couple of those. Those are the big ones. When we were working with Julia, she asked about it, like, oh, yeah, the cicadas. What are those? No, you
Detroit
have those?
Has those, like, water bugs or something. What are those
on the east side, they have flyfish.
Flyfish, that's what it is.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I started going over the east side, because I'm from the west side. There are none.
Fish flies. Fly fishing, I think that's
Did I not
Mario.
Say that? I'm sorry. Oh, fly fishing is a thing. They're right. Fish flies.
Fish flies.
Look up fish fly. Like, when you go to the east side, like, you go into a... They're disgusting, man.
Yeah.
You're going to open up a door at, like, you know, at a retail place, and you're just pushing... The door will push thousands.
Yeah.
5,000 of these things disgusting. Dead on the ground. It's disgusting.
Yeah. They don't look friendly either. They got those big horns or whatever. Well, cicadas obviously look terrible too. I mean, they're giant. They're like flying shrimp. People eat the damn things. But anyhow.
Who needs them?
That was the thing last year, year before, that they were talking about, you know, it's a good source of protein, and now we're finding ways to cook with cicadas. Some restaurant was serving a dish we talked about in the news with cicadas. No, thank you. Anyhow, this year is even bigger, and people in other parts of the country are obsessed with this because it already made national news in South Carolina. Their cicadas have already started to come out of the ground, and people in South Carolina who are used to cicadas, they're not used to this many because this is only every 200 and some years. So they're calling 911 because of the noise. They think there's something going on. They can't tell what it is, even though they should be used to it. And so people in Minnesota, Michigan, and stuff are getting a big kick out of this.
Right now, two separate broods of cicadas are starting to hatch across the country.
The hatching is so loud in some regions in the U.S., it's actually prompting people to call 911.
I kind of remember back several years ago when we had them like this, but I don't think it was this loud. I mean, it's just part of what we're going through. I mean, we had a leap year, we had an eclipse, you know, had all these different moon phases. Now we've got cicadas everywhere.
Man, I'll vote for that guy for sheriff every time. That guy is amazing. You know, it's just what we're going through. It's what we do. The anchors in Minnesota, you know, they're doing the thing like, what do they look like? Is that them? Oh, gross. Oh, God, are we going to get those? No, you don't get them here. Oh, I don't know how you live with that. It's just one of those things that I kind of like the sound of them. It sounds like summertime when you hear them. I do associate it with being very hot and humid.
Yeah.
But when I hear them really loud at night, I kind of like it. But I've never seen one of these.
They're going to be the most ever this time?
Apparently so. I thought that it was one of those 13-year things at first because I kept seeing articles about it in the last month or so.
They haven't been bad the last couple of years.
And that, no, but we did have that 13-year one a few years ago.
Right.
It wasn't too terrible. Worse than that.
How many are they going to all be in my backyard? How many?
Every 270-year one. I don't know. Apparently it's a lot. I honestly don't know if it's actually more than the 13-year matchup that they get, but they act like it is because it only happens every 270. So is it 207? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's longer. It hasn't happened in our lifetime, that's for sure. I personally am excited about it. And this year, you know what? Maybe I will eat some.
No, don't eat any.
My brother says we should be eating bugs. It's wasted protein that we don't eat them.
How would you cook them? Like a chocolate?
They say they taste like seafood. So you can cook them like seafood. Put them in cocktail sauce. Put them in a pasta.
Do you take their wings off?
Yeah, they take the wings off, I think.
And the legs?
I'll find a YouTube video where they're
and
cooking
boil them.
I've seen people put them in fry them up in a skillet. I've seen them in like a casserole-looking thing. I mean, none of it looked great, but you know what? Shrimp don't look good until you try it. I had a shrimp cocktail last night.
Sounds good.
Felt like a king.
Where'd you go?
I grabbed it at the grocery store the other day because it was expiring, so on sale.
In the freezer?
It was in the refrigerator, and it said it was expiring, so they marked it down.
I like those. I buy them sometimes.
But I forgot I had it, so it took a couple days.
I buy them for dinner for myself.
They're good.
Like if the boys are at their mom's, I'll go buy, yeah, like
buy a bag of cooked frozen shrimp, just put them under cold water,
right.
Eat that whole thing.
Or else I can put them in a pan, just a little bit of butter and garlic,
sure.
Pull it out, boom.
Yep.
Feel
like a king. That's the best. The best. Maybe cicadas do taste like shrimp. I don't know. I'm willing to give it a shot.
The Church of Laszlo.
Man, guys, today,
yeah.
I think sometimes it's good to have a feel-good story. I have an amazing love story, like modern romance story that I think everyone is going to dig. I hear so many people complaining about dating right now. The city that they live in sucks for dating. It's a terrible place to be single. I got to move to Chicago.
Chicago is a good place to be
single. Online dating sucks because it's too many options and people never actually spend time to get to know each other. I've got an amazing love story for you. Chicks will dig it, dude. Laszlo, the chicks are going to dig it.
I'm excited. Okay. I love love.
Okay.
I love seeing people in love.
Yeah. I love love, too. But first,
in case, it's not for me, but, you know, there's a lot of things that are not for me.
Right.
That I'm excited about for other people.
Yeah, okay, good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I like a lot of things.
Okay, that's good. Well, because it's not for you, I wanted to make sure that real quick, I got something for you, because this is definitely for you. And I know Snowcone is, he's a little bit of a pessimist about the future. He's worried about things like AI. He's worried about political unrest in his homeland.
What's
things of
homeland?
That nature,
where
right?
The
United States. He's worried about. He's worried about civil war stuff
yeah.
like that.
You are. You're worried about civil war.
Worried it might be a strong word.
You were worried for a while.
I know. I am.
Yeah.
I am worried. Yes.
But you worry about it at night.
I don't think it keeps me up. But
it's a reason to not watch cable news, right?
But I do worry about it. Yeah.
Like you think about it.
Yeah, I do think about it.
Like you're worried. Like man,
like it could easily happen.
And a news story can probably spark that anxiety a bit.
That is not anything I worry about. Is that something you worry about?
No, surprisingly, no. That's, you know, as a guy who's worried about Russia forever, I should be worried about the Civil War,
I don't worry about any of that stuff.
No. Well,
I think if that happens, I worry about other stuff.
Like?
I don't know. Why is my car payment so much?
Right,
how am I going to pay for college?
Yeah,
like, just, you know, stuff that's right in front of your face.
Sure.
You know, like,
sure.
Not like, is some a-hole in Alabama going to start a Civil War? Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I still got to pay this credit card.
As white guys, though, we can just, you know, hop on the winning side anyways.
You're going to have to fight. As a white guy, you're going to have to fight. That's what sucks.
Well, I just pretend like I've been fighting. Jason Alexander Seinfeld thing.
You're going to get put.
Whew, I'm exhausted. I've been fighting all day. I got 40 kills in my belt.
You're going to be put in a uniform.
I'll just grab ears off people that are already dead
that
and put a necklace around
happen.
Me
That's
and be
good.
Like, you know, look at how many kills I got.
That is not going to happen.
And then keep watching TV because my internet's going to work.
I'm just going to tell you, as someone who's served in the military, they are not going to fall for that.
They're not coming up to my attic and pulling me out of my attic.
Oh, if there's a civil war, they are.
That's never happened to anyone. You hide in an attic, you're safe. That's a known thing.
That is true.
So anyway, the thing for Laszlo here, that's not definitely not for Snowcone, because Snowcone is pessimistic about the future, he's also a little pessimistic, like kind of in a sci-fi way, Black Mirror way. I think Snowcone is the kind of guy, like a lot of people, who can watch Black Mirror and go, ugh.
that's a little too close to home. I feel like that could happen. Maybe we should be worried about this stuff. So I got to think that Snow Cone doesn't love this new product for sale in the United States.
There's a new product on the market. Robot dogs armed with flamethrowers. Is that a good idea?
Fahrenheit 451.
It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. And now you can have one of these flamethrowing robots for yourself. But would you really want one? It's called the Therminator. And the remote control robot dog just hit the market with a price tag of $9,420.
$10,000.
It has a built-in tank for gasoline or
less than a French bulldog.
Napalm. It shoots flames 30 feet out.
Yeah. Tank. Where do I get the napalm?
That's literally Fahrenheit 451.
You just make your own napalm? Or, quit talking about literature. We burned those books. Now, back to the flamethrowing robot. Dog. This thing looks like one of those Boston Dynamics dogs. This is a good-looking robot dog. It looks a lot like the Black Mirror. Remember the Black Mirror episode where the dog's chasing her and she hides in the
tree?
This one, though, imagine if that one shot flames, you know? Then it really would have had an advantage. Well, now they already do. I like that we're just skipping straight to the flame-throwing robot dogs. Instead of, here's a robot that helps your grandma get out of the tub if she falls, they're like, no, let's go straight to flame-throwing robot dogs and robot cops. That's so us. You know, we've got robot cops, and for you, we'll give you a robot flame-throwing dog because you're going to need to protect yourself from an oppressive government. So
I like
there you
that.
Go.
I do like that. You're right.
I knew you'd like it.
I would get one.
It's a dog that shoots flames out of its back.
They got to lower that cost a little bit.
$10,000. I bet they give you a full tank.
But I'm sure it'll come down as competition.
Yeah, well, once you get the next ones on the market.
Right, and then other people have them.
Eventually, Apple will come out with one that'll cost a fortune.
In Kansas City? Someone on Twitch says they make them here.
Well, now I got to have one. I mean, I got to have one. I try and buy anything that's made in Missouri. There's not that much stuff left, or Kansas. Either one. We don't make a lot of stuff anymore. We used to make crock pots. They might make some they make Red Wings somewhere.
Garmin, Red Wings.
Yeah. Red Wings, I think you can still buy ones that were made in Minnesota and some in Missouri, right?
Why don't you get that dog?
Some of those vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, flamethrowing dog. If you're listening to the flamethrowing dog factory, Therminator factory, if you're listening to this right now, what better promotion than, you know, bringing one up here and showing it off? You know, we'll put it on Instagram.
They're made in Lee Summit.
Dude, that's perfect. I mean, that just makes perfect sense. It's probably my high school buddies. I'll call up there right now and see who's doing this. Mm-hmm. I guarantee I know them.
The Church of Laszlo.
So remember I told you I had a feel-good story for you before we get
love.
Out of here?
I love love.
This is like a great love story.
Love is my favorite thing.
Especially with all
the... I like to see
the...
people in love. Are you in love, Snow Cone?
No.
Not currently?
Not currently.
Are you dating anyone?
Nope.
No? Do you feel love towards anyone?
Sure.
Who? I mean, but like, you know, like not your mom or anything.
Oh.
Like right now, are you in love with someone? Yeah, are you in love with someone that you've met and you just haven't...
No.
No?
Or someone that got away? You have that butterfly feeling for someone that got away, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe? Oh, okay. Is it Great White Buffalo?
No.
No, okay. Well, I hear young people complain about it all the time. Yeah, I'm in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've been dating for a while. I don't know if you're still in love.
We are more in love each day than we were the day before.
Okay.
And that's the truth. So, but I do feel bad.
That is impossible.
I feel bad for young people who say they can't meet anyone, that the dating apps are a joke. I mean, God, I know so many people who are on dating apps who... have been on these things for a long time and have not met like any long-term partners, you know? Yeah. So that's why this story is so great. Great. This is out of Minnesota. A woman orders Grubhub. She decides she's going to stay home and order some food. She ordered some like fried pickles or something, and she wanted it delivered.
That's all she ordered?
No, she ordered fried pickles, and let me see what else she ordered.
This seems
it was
weird.
It was a weird order. Fried pickles, applesauce, and... chicken? Chicken wings.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Chicken wings,
well,
fried pickles,
bad.
And applesauce. So, she orders it
I like
through...
a good fried pickle, but it would be weird to just order fried pickles, I think.
Yeah, and have those delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would be decadent, you know, if you're like, I'm in the mood for fried pickles. Deliver them. Pay the $20 fee. So, anyway, she gets a text from the Grubhub driver. I didn't know that they could do that, but I guess they can. Do the Instacart people ever contact you? You said you get messages from us and they can't
text
me. Okay, so... Anyway, she gets contacted by this guy. He says something about how there's a coupon. She's really hungry, so she's kind of watching this guy's status. I guess you can do that on the Grubhub app.
Car.
And so now she's watching him get close, and she lives in an apartment. So her goal is, as soon as he drops his food off, she's going to go down there and grab it because you don't want cold fried pickles, right?
Sure.
But what happens is when she gets down there, he's still there.
Yeah.
And so they meet.
And they make
she's
out?
Like, no, they don't make out. But she goes back upstairs and she thinks, you know, this guy texted me about this coupon. He's kind of cute. I do have his number. Should I
happen
text
to
him?
Have like a
ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love a good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
So
she texts
him. Grubhub driver is like, is this girl flirting with me? Because it feels like maybe she's flirting with me a little bit. So he sends a message back. And, you know, he sounded a lot like, I feel like, what we've said in the past. You know, like, is she flirting with me? I mean, it's weird to get a text after. Because right. He's sitting there waiting for another food delivery when she texts him. So she's like, he's like, oh, okay. So he finally decides he's going to text her back. They end up continuing to text. They go on a date. They're getting married now.
And how long have they been dating?
A couple years. I have a picture of them here. They went to that one of those light things like I went to with Brooke this year over by...
Man, that's lucky for him. I mean, he's a fine-looking guy, but yeah. She's
very pretty, too.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Here's the... this must be one of their anniversary... or whatever they call them. Yeah, anniversary pictures where he's holding her up.
Oh, look how cute they look.
She's showing off her ring.
That's love.
Is that not amazing?
That makes me happy inside.
When she wrote the text to him, she said she threw her phone because she was so embarrassed.
Like, yeah.
I can't believe I just texted this guy.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he wrote her back, so... She says, what was I, like, supposed to do? Should I text him? I have his number. I don't want to come off creepy or really aggressive, but I wanted it to be known that, hey, I would be interested in maybe going on a date or whatever. So she sent him a text thanking him.
What did the text say? Yeah, okay,
so she thanked him, and then she added, I hope you have a day as nice as your face.
Oh!
And then she throws her phone. She's like, I did not want to know. I felt really self-conscious about that. I couldn't believe I did it. And she's like, but it already happened, so we'll just see where it goes. For his part, he says he was caught off guard completely. He's parked there waiting for these orders. He says, I was like, this chick is kind of hitting on me. He says he wasn't immediately sure she even meant to text him. He thought that maybe this text was meant for somebody else. He says, I just said, hope my service was 10 out of 10 and throwing in cheesy jokes so she knows that this is who she's talking to, the Grubhub guy. But he doesn't say what those cheesy jokes are.
Okay.
But... I get that too. You're thinking, he just said I have a nice face. Maybe it's because I was the last person that texted her and she meant to text her boyfriend or whatever.
Sure.
So, you know, now the weird thing is that this article from People said that neither was looking for a partner at the time. What the hell does that mean? She said
they weren't looking to date.
Okay, but she
you could be single and not wanting to date anyone.
Okay.
You can be single and be like, people are like, why don't you meet someone? Like, I don't want to.
Okay.
All right. I'm fine right now.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I'm thinking more like
you're in a relationship. Which is anytime you have to be in a relationship 24/7.
Like, why wouldn't you be looking for someone if you're not in a relationship?
Right, like being in relationships.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, it says she took the reins and she led the charge here. She was very bold, he said. And she said she's never done anything like it before. Her mom was totally surprised by
Good
her behavior.
For her.
And, of course, he was surprised, too. He said his family was totally surprised. His mom said, I'm really happy for you, honey. Go have fun with your date. The rest of my family was like, yo, you got a date? Making fun of him. And, you know, I can just imagine you're telling like,
it was a
Grubhub delivery. Because young people, I don't think, interact like that anymore. You know, they don't take those risks. And guys don't go up to girls as often, I don't think. This could just make me sound really old. But I don't think they do. I think they wait for some sort of approval via their phone that says, I'm interested in looking for someone.
I get it.
You know,
I'm just curious why they were like, you got a date? I'm like, he never dated before?
They're busting his balls. He's a good-looking guy. Here's a picture of them at a hockey game. They're a good-looking couple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting married.
They're good together.
The Grubhub couple.
Man, I love love.
So they got to make a movie about this. I don't know who the new Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan are, but they have to make a movie about this. Rob Reiner will direct.
Who is the new big guy in
Hollywood?
Who does rom-coms?
Yeah, I don't know who are they making rom-coms like they used to? Jennifer Aniston said today or yesterday she's going to redo 9 to 5, the Dolly Parton movie.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, so that could be something. But I don't know who's making the rom-coms now. They just did that one with the girl from Euphoria that you guys like, the hot chick from Euphoria.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, what's the name of that movie that made a bunch of
Anyone
money?
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. That guy did a good job. I don't know his name, but he's very good looking, and people obviously liked him a lot, so maybe he's the
guy. I do like Sydney Sweeney.
Like Glenn Powell or something?
Could be. I really don't know. I recognized him, and I was like, he's good, and he's very good looking, so he could easily do it. Hell, the two of them could reunite. They could be like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks and just do rom-coms together.
Could
or Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
we watched it.
Was it good?
I gotta say, I didn't love it. I was surprised that it was so popular. No, I did not.
Yes, you did. I'll find it. I swear I'm not making that up.
Oh, well, then if I told you that, I was trying to get you to watch it to see your reaction. But go back, because I did not like it a lot. It was fine, but I said people liked it a lot, and it made like $1 billion, which totally shocked the studio, so I was very interested. Anyway.
Can I watch it now?
Grubhub Love. I think Poncho's got a copy. Just have him borrow
it. Isn't it on TV? I saw it.
I'm sure you can rent it.
Promoted.
Yeah, I'm sure you can rent it. So.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, I mean, look, she's
beautiful.
It's worth watching. It's worth watching.
She's stunning, man.
She's stunning. And in this movie, she doesn't disappoint. So, yes, it's worth it.
It's the
just
one
for
where
that.
Like, they don't like each other, but then they have to pretend because they're at a wedding.
Yeah.
Why don't
it's the
together?
It's the Shakespeare thing that they've done before, whatever play that is.
Macbeth?
Much Ado About Nothing or whatever. I don't know which one it is.
Ten Things I Hate About You?
I don't remember. It's one
Othello?
Of those. I don't think it's Othello, but yeah, it's one of those.
Romeo and Juliet?
Anyhow, I saw one review that was a positive review, and the guy said the movie sucked, but the two of them were so good looking that it's worth watching because their performances are good and they're great to look at. And I was like, you know, he's got a point. They are really good looking. She's hot. All right, we're done. Snowcone says we got to wrap it up.
Sydney Sweeney, good show. Stay positive, kids.
So remember I told you I had a feel-good story for you before
we
get
love.
Out of here?
Oh, yeah, love. I love love.
This is like a great love story.
Love is my favorite thing.
Especially with all the...
I like to see
the...
people in love. Are you in love, Snowcone?
No.
Not currently?
Not currently.
Are you dating anyone?
Nope.
No. Do you feel love towards anyone?
Sure.
Who? I mean, but like, you know, like not your mom or anything.
Oh.
Like right now, are you in love with someone? Yeah, are you in love with someone that you've met and you just haven't...
No.
No?
Or someone that got away? You have that butterfly feeling for someone that got away, maybe? Yeah. Oh, maybe? Oh, okay. Is it Great White Buffalo?
No.
No, okay. Well, I hear young
what
people
about you?
Complain
you love
about
anybody?
It all the time. Yeah, I'm in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've been dating for a while. I don't know if you're still in love.
We are more in love each day than we were the day before.
Okay.
And that's the truth. So, but I do feel
that
bad.
That is impossible.
I feel bad for young people who say they can't meet anyone, that the dating apps are a joke. I mean, God, I know so many people who are on dating apps who... have been on these things for a long time and have not met like any long-term partners, you know? Yeah. So that's why this story is so great. Great. This is out of Minnesota. A woman orders Grubhub. She decides she's going to stay home and order some food. She ordered some like fried pickles or something, and she wanted it delivered.
That's all she ordered?
No, she ordered fried pickles, and let me see what else she ordered.
That seems weird.
It was a weird order. Fried pickles, applesauce, and... chicken? Chicken wings.
Oh,
so
okay.
Chicken wings,
well,
fried pickles,
bad.
And applesauce. So she orders it
I like
through...
a good fried pickle, but it would be weird to just order fried pickles, I think.
Yeah, and have those delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be decadent, you know, if you're like, I'm in the mood for fried pickles. Deliver them. Pay the $20 fee. So anyway, she gets a text from the Grubhub driver. I didn't know that they could do that, but I guess they can. Do the Instacart people ever contact you? You said you get messages.
Yeah,
from those and
they
can't
text me.
Them. Okay, so... Anyway, she gets contacted by this guy. He says something about how there's a coupon. She's really hungry, so she's kind of watching this guy's status. I guess you can do that on the Grubhub app.
Car.
And so now she's watching him get close, and she lives in an apartment. So her goal is, as soon as he drops his food off, she's going to go down there and grab it because you don't want cold fried pickles, right?
Sure.
But what happens is when she gets down there, he's still there.
Yeah.
And so they meet.
And they make
she's
out?
Like, no, they don't make out. But she goes back upstairs and she thinks, you know, this guy texted me about this coupon. He's kind of cute. I do have his number. Should I text
to
him?
Have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
So
she texts
him. The Grubhub driver is like, is this girl flirting with me? Because it feels like maybe she's flirting with me a little bit. So he sends a message back. And, you know, he sounded a lot like, I feel like, what we've said in the past. You know, like, is she flirting with me? I mean, it's weird to get a text after. Because he's sitting there waiting for another food delivery when she texts him. So she's like, he's like, oh, okay. So he finally decides he's going to text her back. They end up continuing to text. They go on a date. They're getting married now.
And how long have they been dating?
A couple years. I have a picture of them here.
They went to that one of those light things like I went to with Brooke this year over by...
Man, that's lucky for him. I mean, he's a fine-looking guy, but she's very pretty, too.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Here's the, this must be one of their anniversary, or whatever they call them. Yeah, anniversary pictures where he's holding her up.
Oh, look how cute they look.
She's showing off her ring.
That's love.
Is that not amazing?
That makes me happy inside.
When she wrote the text to him, she said she threw her phone because she was so embarrassed.
Like, yeah.
I can't believe I just texted this guy.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he wrote her back, so... She says, what was I, like, supposed to do? Should I text him? I have his number. I don't want to come off creepy or really aggressive, but I wanted it to be known that, hey, I would be interested in maybe going on a date or whatever. So she sent him a text thanking him.
What did the text say? Yeah, okay,
so she thanked him, and then she added, I hope you have a day as nice as your face.
Oh!
And then she throws her phone. She's like, I did not want to know. I felt really self-conscious about that. I couldn't believe I did it. And she's like, but it already happened, so we'll just see where it goes. For his part, he says he was caught off guard completely. He's parked there waiting for these orders. He says, I was like, this chick is kind of hitting on me. He says he wasn't immediately sure she even meant to text him. He thought that maybe this text was meant for somebody else. He says, I just said, hope my service was 10 out of 10 and throwing in cheesy jokes so she knows that this is who she's talking to, the Grubhub guy. But he doesn't say what those cheesy jokes are.
Okay.
But... I get that too. You're thinking, he just said I have a nice face. Maybe it's because I was the last person that texted her and she meant to text her boyfriend or whatever.
Sure.
So, you know, now the weird thing is that this article from People said that neither was looking for a partner at the time. What the hell does that mean? She said
they weren't looking to date.
Okay, but she
You could be single and not wanting to date anyone.
Okay.
You could be single and be like, people are like, why don't you meet someone? Like, I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm fine right now.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I'm thinking more like,
you have to be in a relationship 24/7.
Like, why wouldn't you be looking for someone if you're not in a relationship?
Right, like being in relationships.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, it says she took the reins and she led the charge here. She was very bold, he said, and she said she's never done anything like it before. Her mom was totally surprised by her behavior. And, of course, he was surprised, too. He said his family was totally surprised. His mom said, I'm really happy for you, honey. Go have fun with your date. The rest of my family was like, yo, you got a date? Making fun of him. And, I can just imagine you're telling like...
Why? It was a
Grubhub delivery. Because young people, I don't think, interact like that anymore. You know, they don't take those risks. And guys don't go up to girls as often, I don't think. This could just make me sound really old. But I don't think they do. I think they wait for some sort of approval via their... phone that says I'm interested in looking for someone.
I get it.
You know,
I'm just curious why they were like, you got a date? I'm like, he never dated before.
They're busting his balls, River. He's a good looking guy. Here's a picture of them at a hockey game. They're a good looking couple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting married.
Good together.
The Grubhub couple.
Man, I love love.
So they got to make a movie about this. I don't know who the new Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan are, but they have to make a movie about this. Rob Reiner will direct.
Who is the new big guy in
Hollywood?
Who does rom-coms?
Yeah, I don't know who are they making rom-coms like they used to? Jennifer Aniston said today or yesterday she's going to redo 9 to 5, the Dolly Parton movie.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, so that could be something. But I don't know who's making the rom-coms now. They just did that one with the girl from Euphoria that you guys like, the hot chick from Euphoria.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, what's the name of that movie that made a bunch of money?
Anyone But You.
That guy did a good job. I don't know his name, but he's very good looking, and people obviously liked him a lot, so maybe he's the
name. I do like Sydney Sweeney.
Like Glenn Powell or something?
Could be. I really don't know. I recognized him, and I was like, he's good, and he's very good looking. So he could easily do it. Hell, the two of them could reunite. They could be like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks and just do rom-coms together.
Did or Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, we watched it.
Was it good?
I got to say, I didn't love it. I was surprised that it was so popular. No, I did not.
Yes, you did. I'll find it. I swear I'm not making that up.
Oh, well, then if I told you that, I was trying to get you to watch it to see your reaction. But go back, because I did not like it a lot. It was fine, but I said people liked it a lot, and it made like $1 billion, which totally shocked the studio, so I was very interested. Anyway.
Can I watch it now?
Grubhub Up. I think Poncho's got a copy. Just have him
Isn't it on TV? I saw it.
I'm sure you can rent it.
Promoted.
Yeah, I'm sure you can rent it. So.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, I mean, look,
she's beautiful.
It's worth watching.
She's stunning, man.
She's stunning. And in this movie, she doesn't disappoint. So, yes. It's the one where
they don't like each other, but then they have to pretend because they're at a wedding. Yeah.
It's the Shakespeare thing that they've done before, whatever play that is.
Macbeth?
Much Ado About Nothing or whatever. I don't know which one it is.
Things I Hate About You?
I don't remember. It's one
Othello?
Of those. I don't think it's Othello, but yeah, it's one of those.
Romeo and Juliet?
Anyhow, I saw one review that was a positive review, and the guy said the movie sucked, but the two of them were so good looking that it's worth watching because their performances are good and they're great to look at. And I was like, you know, he's got a point. They are really good looking. She's hot. All right, we're done. Snow Cone says we got to wrap it up.
Sydney Sweeney, good show. Stay positive, kids.